Small Biz America.
This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Our guest on this segment is the president and CEO of Prime Business Solutions, providing virtual office support, accounting, and consulting services. Lorene Collier-Percy founded her business in 2001. Clients include individuals, startup companies, and existing small business owners. She's a member of the American Institute of Professional Bookkeepers, International Virtual Assistance Association, and is a QuickBooks Pro advisor. Recently, she founded Mindset Matters Incorporated. This is a nonprofit organization to assist those seeking to improve their creditworthiness and financial management skills. Joining us on the line from Fort Worth, Texas, is Lorene Collier-Percy. Lorene, welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. For those of us who may not know, what is a virtual assistant?
Well, David, I'm glad you asked. Virtual assistants are administrative experts. We specialize in providing ongoing administrative support to clients we work with in a long-term collaborative relationship. Unlike secretarial services, our business model and primary business focus is not on selling one item or piecemealing tasks and projects on a one-time or occasional basis. The thing we are in business to offer is a comprehensive body of right-hand administrative support provided to clients on a continuous, not intermediate basis.
Is there a particular type of business that tends to use virtual assistants more than others from your experience?
No, there is not a specific type of business. It is certainly geared towards the small business owners who don't have the expertise or the money to hire a full-time employee. So it's not a specific type of business. It's actually geared towards the business owner themselves.
I see. So let's talk a little bit about the benefits of using a VA, virtual assistant. Walk us through some of what a business owner could expect by using a virtual assistant in terms of benefits.
Well, one of the benefits is you have more energy. You're letting go of the work you hate and don't do well. And another benefit is you'll have more time for the energizing work you love and enjoy the fruits of your labor instead of spending time on the stuff that you don't like to do. Having more focus. You won't be distracted and overwhelmed with the work you shouldn't be doing as a business owner. Another benefit is more productivity. With more focus, you'll be more highly productive and effective, getting more done in less time. And think about the stress that you have as a business owner. When you're getting things done and actually making progress, your happiness, energy, and creativity level will soar. Having a strong foundation is another benefit. You'll be creating and instilling a strong foundation for continued profitability. Last but not least, increased profit. All of these benefits together are key ingredients for generating revenue.
When a VA is hired, I'm imagining this is a contract relationship with a small business owner. Do they come in for projects in and out, in other words, or do we find that more often they're used on a continual basis? In other words, what does the scheduling tend to look like for VAs?
Okay. For VAs, we like to form a collaborative relationship. And why that is important is because administration is not an event. It's not something that is done once and never needs to be done again. It's ongoing behind-the-scenes work and activities that must be attended to and accomplished throughout the life of your business for it to grow.
Mm-hmm.
On some occasions, we do one-time projects. Maybe you just need, you know, a newsletter done or some labels generated. But in order to form that relationship and for the VA to learn more about your business, it's collaborative, it's ongoing, it's getting to know you, your business, and what your business needs are.
So when you talk about this collaborative relationship, that's what you're talking about, this the ability for the VA to really kind of get inside and close to your business, understand what you're doing. You're not in the same four walls, but there's this relationship that has sort of a, what I'll call a business familiarity about it.
Exactly.
Are there things that VAs are called to do beyond the office or administrative types of functions that you've pointed to?
There could be. Some VAs will actually go on-site and work out of the small business owner's workspace. Some are asked to do things such as participating in an expo and maybe working an expo for the small business owner.
Yeah.
So it's not always just sitting at the desk and doing the administrative desk work.
Right.
It could be, you know, going out on site and helping the business owner and, you know, in whatever project they may have.
For those in our audience that are small business owners and they say, wow, I could really use a virtual assistant, what can they expect to pay for this kind of service?
Professional fees will vary from one virtual assistant to the next. But according to a survey from the past 2 years, the current average market range is between $35 to $70 per hour. But keep in mind that a virtual assistant support is strategic. You won't be working with a virtual assistant for the same number of hours that you would, you know, a full-time or a part-time employee. So virtual assistants, we offer value-added packages for support, which you may pay one simple monthly fee for.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, again, it's a range. We also have retainer packages where for a small monthly fee, you're able to have our services to do whatever needs to be done on a monthly consistent basis. What that does also, it lets you know how much you're going to be paying out for that service every month, and it's a set fee.
Great, great. We're visiting with Laureen Collier-Percy. She's the CEO and president of Prime Business Solutions, providing virtual support for small businesses. And that website, www.wearingtoomanyhats.net. It's a problem many entrepreneurs are facing when they're trying to spread themselves across too many functional areas in their business. I think you hit on this before, but VAs, they're not employees, right? They're typically contracted, 1099?
That is correct.
All right. I wanted to dig into your company a little bit. Tell us exactly what Prime Business Solutions does.
Well, we do a couple of things, David. Our business is pretty much administrative. I've worked in a number of fields doing administrative works for companies like Pier One, Harris Hospital. I've worked for banks and insurance companies. So what we do is I have put all of those skills that I've learned into one package, and I utilize that through the small business community. So we do stuff such as typing, word processing. We help you with business plan preparation, incorporating your business, getting certified to be it on jobs with state and federal government. We also have bookkeeping and accounting services, payroll administration, and we help small business owners with their marketing needs. You know, now with the economy as it is, you're needing more sales and marketing. So we can help you do your email marketing campaigns and your newsletters all electronically.
Laureen, do you have a team of VAs, or what's the structure of your business?
The structure is I am the main person. I consider myself the virtual administrator. And typically, it depends on the project that I'm working on. If I do see fit that I'm needing additional help, I do have some other ladies that have contracted with me to provide that additional help. But mainly, the work is done by myself.
When a small business owner is contracting with you or any VA, they're letting someone into their business space and they're providing them with some pretty personal information in order to work closely with them. How can they be assured that they can trust the person they're hiring as a VA?
Each virtual assistant is an independent business owner. That means you're going to need to conduct your research based on a set of qualifying criteria. You know, look at their website. Consult the virtual assistant. Ask them questions. Qualify them. None of us, you know, have any full proof, 100% guarantee that we won't have any problems with the service provider that we select. But as consumers, all any of us can do is just try to make the most educated decisions, possibly based on the value, the quality. Maybe getting references and doing those reference checks, and all of that is going to require homework. So just as if you're going out to buy a product or to get any other service, you want to make sure that you're looking into it and that it's going to be a good fit for you.
When you're talking to small business owners and they're expressing interest in working with you, with a VA, the services you provide, do they often ask you, how do I decide what to delegate? Is that something that comes up?
You know, that is the beauty of it. When you hire a virtual assistant, you are working with a professional, not an employee. And as a business owner, your virtual assistant is going to have his or her own systems and processes for getting things started and helping you determine what can be delegated.
All right. So finally, let's recap and get your contact information. My question is where can we find out more about how to arrange to get a virtual assistant through your company? The website I see is www.wearingtoomanyhats.com. And is there a phone number that folks can reach you if they're also interested in getting more information?
Yes, Dave. They can reach us at, again, you mentioned www.wearingtoomanyhats.net. And our phone number is 817-607-8165.
Okay, terrific. That website, www.wearingtoomanyhats.net. Are you finally, I was curious, are you finding that the economy, we're sitting here in late April of 2009, difficult time for employment in the U.S., how is this affecting your business and what you're seeing?
It is actually not affecting it too much. I think the economy has brought about an awareness to the small business owner that they can't do it all. They may be searching, you know, to find the right fit for the help because of the downsizing. They are going to need an outside source such as, you know, a virtual assistant to maybe come in and help them with some of those projects that they need done. So I think that the virtual assistant business is alive and well. And not only is just the small business owners, but we do have some corporate clients that are also utilizing our services as well.
Well, that's very cool. So the future's bright for VAs. Yes. and those looking to find employment. If they can't find full-time, they could become a VA, couldn't they?
That is certainly true.
Fabulous. Laureen Collier-Percy, thanks so much for joining us on the program, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.